Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall from thehealthyamerican.org. I'm streaming an hour earlier than I normally do, but I didn't want to have to record this and then upload it. I like coming to you live. So here we are. It is Friday, and there is some breaking news, more breaking news coming out of Florida. Florida is looking better and better. Again, my heart and prayers are with those who are experiencing the historic flooding in Fort Lauderdale. That sounds really atrocious. And I heard from some healthy Americans who said, isn't that interesting that these severe storms happened right after these important things that are happening in Florida? I did a video yesterday about three great moves in Florida. And here is another one, number four. Let me know in a comment below if you know what I'm talking about. We are going to be talking about health freedom. And there are some interesting things that are coming out of the story. I like to use it as an opportunity kind of for instruction, like how can we follow what they did? And then I'm going to bring to you a recap of exactly what's going on and how this is good news. I wanted to end out the week on a good note. And the other thing is I wanted to do a video. I'll just sneak it into this one. Have you heard that phrase where people say, don't California my Florida, don't California my Texas, don't California my Idaho? Have you heard that phrase? What do you think it means? And I'm going to let you know what I think about that and what a really good response is for that. So let me know where you are tuning in from. Are you in the free state of Florida? Are you in favor of what's going on? As I've said on this channel, I've got those that are staunch supporters of DeSantis. I've got those who are skeptical. I've got people that support Trump. So come one, come all. I like to share the good news. So let's do this. Let me share a message from the sponsor, and we're going to hop right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. And I have a message that I want to read to you. And then I want to give you a little personal story as well because of my dealings with them. Oops, let me close this out so that you can actually see the website. So Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. There have been three bank runs in the last month, and these are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits, and that means that there is going to be more printing of money. And the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of about $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. That is a lot of trillions. The Fed will continue to raise interest rates, even if they tank the economy. That is not good news. But do you know who the ones are that are not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is considered the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. So you can hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And you will also get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. So that's noblegoldinvestments.com. But what I want to do also, friends, is let you know just a personal review of this company, because I have been approached by different sponsors over the years who see a value in my message and they want me to bring their message to you. So Noble Gold was one of the very first that came on the scene for me. So I have known them for going on 3 years. And I have also interviewed the CEO, Colin Plume, a couple of times on this channel. In fact, what I wanted to do was to bring up the image that I have of him. Well, anyhow, he is, I don't have it right at the moment, but Colin Plume is an individual that is started this company, and he runs a family owned company. And if you call that number, which I hope you will, and I'll have it here for you here, that is, let's see, 877-646-5347. And what I personally like, I'm not reading off any script, but what I personally like about Colin Plume and Noble Gold Investments is that it's a business that is based in the United States. When you pick up the phone, you are going to talk to an American from his company, and they're going to answer the phone. It might even be his father. That's right. Colin's father works for the company. I think he might have his kids working there as well. And I've gotten to know him through the interviews and through this sponsorship. And I'll just tell you a kind of a funny side note. One of the things he says is that the reason why he recommends that people go with Noble Gold Investments over the other gold and precious metals companies out there is because they do not pass Noble Gold. Here's how he put it. He doesn't use the big names for the sponsorships because that costs more money. So he said he can pass on that savings to you. So I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not, but I am grateful to be aligned with this company. Pastor David and I have done business with them. We have these things that I've been telling you about, the different gold and silver pieces. He is a person that you can trust. Noble Gold Investments is a company that you can trust. And friends, if you are just curious about expanding your portfolio, if you are curious about having precious metals as part of your retirement, it doesn't hurt to get free information. You can get free information on the website. You can download one of their handouts that will tell you all about that. They've also got a blog that explains what's going on, so you can read about that. I'm a person that really likes to do a lot of digging, as you know, and I normally don't do things on a fluke, so I like to gather more information. This is your opportunity to do so. So I just wanted to bring you a personal note about the company, set the script aside, let you know that I trust this company. If you're at all interested, this is the one I recommend, noblegoldinvestments.com. All right, let's switch back. Let's talk about the good news coming out of Florida. There is a resolution that was passed by the Collier County, and that is a county outside of Naples. Like in California, there are five commissioners that sit on the board. I didn't have a chance to dig into their backgrounds, but I'm going to bet that they are all Republicans. Now, the way that I caught wind of this news is from time to time, I scan Substack, and there is a Substack written by Jeff Childers. He is an attorney out of Florida. So I scan his Substack from time to time. I don't know Jeff personally. Maybe I'll meet him one day. He has done a lot of good work. We don't see eye to eye on everything, but I do like the deep dives that he does. So I wanted to just give you his assessment of this good news since he is in Florida, and I figured that that would be the way to go. So let me make sure that I've got this. Let me know if you are in Florida, if you have been involved in any health freedom activities, and let me just grab this here on the phone. By the way, Jeff Childers also alerted me that Gene Simmons from the horrible, in my view, heavy metal band Kiss, suddenly and unexpectedly decided to take an impromptu break from his performance. And you know that he has been all over with his face telling people to become a human pincushion. So I'm just trying to get this story lined up for you here. So this is from Jeff Childers, and he says, the best way to describe the new Collier County, Florida resolution titled the Health Freedom Bill of Rights is that it would make the county a medical freedom sanctuary. Contrast that with California, where it is a sanctuary for those who want to have genital mutilation. Gee, it's like not only on the opposite side of the country, coast to coast, it's on the opposite side of morality. Here they've got a freedom sanctuary, freedom from medical tyranny. And there was something called the COVID Tyranny Task Force, and they were the people behind this local action in the county. Now, what's interesting to me, it passed 4-1. It was not unanimous. Collier is a prominent county covering the Naples area, southwest of Florida. Let me know if you live there, if you have been there, if you know where that is. Probably sounds like Orange County, what Orange County used to be. It used to be a very conservative county. So the story goes on to say the controversial ordinance rejects the health directives from the WHO, which is fantastic, and other international bodies. Friends, that's the way to do it. You don't necessarily need to go through the federal Congress. You do it in your own county, in your own city, saying, we reject this. We are not going to impose these. We're not going to slosh this hogwash all over you. It adopts several state statutes. Now, this is what's kind of interesting. There already are state laws on the books, but they are reinforcing the fact that they are going to write this into a county ordinance, so it will be on the books. So if anything changes at the state level, the county will still be protected. It gives Collier residents a right to non-discrimination based on their healthcare decisions, including based on religion. So I did read the entire resolution. I will link that for you below so that you can read it on your own. This is just the summary. They have the right to personalized care. They have the right to refuse care. Friends, in the very, very beginning of my work here at the Healthy American, one of the first things I did was alert people to the Patient's Bill of Rights. If you're not familiar with this, you can do an internet search about your state. Every state has a Patient's Bill of Rights. This came out of the Unaffordable Care Act. It actually was in our codes and regulations prior to that, but I think they strengthened it. So I was recommending that people stand on their Patient's Bill of Rights, which most states are very similar. And there is something in the Patient's Bill of Rights that says you have the right to refuse any medical treatment that you don't want without being denied other medical care, which means if you end up in the hospital with a broken leg and they want to inject you with morphine and you don't want to be injected with morphine or anything else, you have a right to refuse that. And the medical center cannot refuse treating your broken leg. So when people were being coerced, forced, intimidated, harassed, discriminated against in terms of breathing oxygen or not undergoing the nasal assault or not becoming a human pincushion, all of that was illegal because those three things are still medical experiments. That's right. None of them have been approved by the FDA. Not that I care what the FDA says, trust me, but that puts it into the category of a medical experiment. Now, there are plenty of people that I know that don't care about that. They were happy to have the extra protection and they wanted to make that choice. That's the key word, my friends. It was their choice. But why should I have to be forced to be injected with morphine or anything else that I don't want to be injected with and then be denied medical care if I don't agree or consent to what they want me to do? So the Patient's Bill of Rights has always protected you. And many people have told me that they had success stories when they relied on that and they went to the highest authority at the medical center, the hospital administrator, what have you, and had that person read to them the Patient's Bill of Rights and then stop them at the point where it said, I have the right to refuse any medical treatment that I don't want. And there's another point that says, you have the right to informed consent to any medical experiment. And again, the suffocation, the assault, and the cocktail are all medical experiments. You have a right of no consent. So this resolution that was passed by this county, basically it's going to become an ordinance on the books that you and I, and anyone who lives in that, I don't live in that county, anyone who lives, sounding pretty good though, anyone who lives in that county is protected. And the idea is that this is going to be a blueprint. I don't like to use that word because the hogwashers like to use it, but it will be a sample document that can be used by other counties that can be adopted county by county. And friends, that's how we outwit the nitwits, because the nitwits are trying to take away our freedoms. We need to outwit the nitwits by working at the most local level possible. Now, you know that I've been, and I still am, suing the Orange County Board of Supervisors in my county, which is really like talking to a brick wall. They are so slimy and they earned the name public serpents. They really, it's like a badge of honor for them. They don't care about the law and they don't care about reality and they don't care about the truth. But victory is on my side because the truth is on my side. But I digress. We still have to keep fighting for that. So it says the session where the final vote was taken was loud and jam-packed with both supporters and opponents. Hysterical liberals cried that protecting patients would wind up killing everybody. And various doctors took the podium dramatically complaining that giving citizens health freedom would jeopardize the international public health plans. Oh yes, I bet they will. Friends, there's no such thing as public health. There's only individual health. I'm going to have to do another series of videos about that. It's been some time since I've spoken about that. So the commissioners passed that. So that is really great. I will leave for you the link all about that so you can read it for yourself. And I just wanted to talk about Don't California My Florida. From time to time, I've done videos and I plan on doing a few more asking people where they have moved. Have they found freedom? Have they found America? What state have they left? What was their last straw? Do they celebrate where they went or do they regret it? And I love hearing these stories because they're very empowering. And I think it helps people like me feel that there is light at the end of the tunnel. One thing that really bothers me is when people that are originally from Idaho or Nevada or Arizona or Florida or Tennessee or Texas or Oklahoma, Kansas, South Dakota, these states that we would consider free states, what troubles me is when people say, well, don't California my Florida, don't California my Texas. Here's why it troubles me. Why in the world would someone leave California if they love it? If they love the crime and the homelessness, if they love the high taxes, the highest taxes in the country, if they love the immorality, for example, having abortion enshrined in the Constitution, which the very first in the California Constitution, the very first point is that you have the right to life. Oh, except if you're a developing baby, then your life doesn't count. They have that in the Constitution. If you care about the rampant drug use, if you care about all of the cities going into rapid decline and decimation, why in the world would you leave that? If you love California politics, if you love that the cost of housing is so high, the cost of gas is so high, the cost of electricity is the highest in the nation, the taxes are the highest in the nation, the regulations are the highest in the nation. If you love that, if you love the fact that the schools are the worst in the nation, and that apparently you can't even go into San Francisco without having your window in your car broken in the first 5 seconds, if you love that, why would you leave it? Why would you leave your lovely fill in the blank, San Francisco, Santa Barbara, San Diego, Los Angeles, why would you leave your idea of paradise and go to Idaho? Go to Idaho where there is freedom. Go to Arizona where people can walk around with their bang bangs. Why in the world would you do that? Wouldn't that be a hardship on you? So I don't understand this idea of saying, don't bring your politics with you. Well, why else are they leaving? They're leaving California because they don't like what's going on in California. So I find it, can I be offended? Is it all right if the healthy American is offended? Can I get reparations for people saying, don't California my Florida, don't California my Texas? I take that as I can't call it a racial slur and I can't call it a gender slur. I'm going to call it a geographic slur. I am offended by that. And I want to have my retributions. I want somebody to pay for the fact that I'm offended by that statement. You can see how ridiculous that is, friends. I pose this question because I do find it offensive. And I want people to actually think about it before they just say it. How many times have I seen comments like that? People aren't even thinking. They heard it somewhere. They think it's funny. Maybe they put it on a bumper sticker. And then they, I want one that says, don't California my California. There, I fixed it. I'm going to make a t-shirt that says, don't California, my California. And if you want one that's the same, I'll let you know. By the way, I have all those t-shirts over at thehealthyamericanstore.org. Haven't talked about that. Let me just close out by doing that for you, friends. A lot of you want to share your words and your freedom messages with others. So let me just pull this up here for you. Let me know if you have a t-shirt, what one you have. I should start wearing mine here on the show to show you the ones that I like. So here it is. It's thehealthyamericanstore.org. And we've got Breathing Life Back into Liberty. You can just click on shirts here. You can see everything we have. You can get drinkware, outerwear. Choose Life is an important one for me. Breathe. The truth wears no mask. Socialism sucks. I don't even like to use that word, but it does make a point. Faith over fear, born free, fully immunized, just like God made me. And kick harder and swim faster. And I've got more coming out. I try to do a couple each month. I'm a little bit behind here on April. This store is run by a third party. I don't run it. I don't do the customer service. I don't make the t-shirts. I'm just in partnership with them because, again, they wanted to help me get my message out. So if you would like to wear your words, please go to thehealthyamericanstore.org. I have a link for you below. And I want to thank all of you who support me by investing in a program that I run, in purchasing an item such as the t-shirts, in sending me a donation. There is a link at thehealthyamerican.org. You click on the big red button in the corner. Some of you have decided to support me monthly, which I really appreciate. I still have those legal bills that I am paying. It it actually embarrasses me to ask for money for that because I know it has cost tens of thousands of dollars that you probably are thinking, and maybe I'm thinking, could have been used differently. I do believe that it's important that we fight this. It is an extremely important case in the entire United States. And I wish that I could just foot the bill. If anybody out there can do that, please let me know. Email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. And I also have a snail mail address for you at my San Clemente address. And that's Peggy Hall, 205 Avenida Del Mar, number 681. That's San Clemente, California, 92674. It's not my office. It's not my residence. Don't show up. It's just the post office. I know somebody showed up there once trying to meet me. I wasn't there, just the PO box. All right, friends, let's see who we have on board. I know I came on to the show an hour earlier than normal, but I didn't want to miss you. And I had a time conflict here as we're closing out the weekend. So Sharon says, do you want to be right? Or do you want the truth? Oh my gosh, that is so well said. That's a great one for the t-shirt, because a lot of people, you see, they're not living in reality. It's sad. And they would rather remain duped and bamboozled and sideswiped and swindled and hogwashed rather than to admit that they were duped and swindled and hogwashed and bamboozled. They don't want to admit it. I know it's hard. When I first started waking up, you know, 20 plus years ago, I was indignant. I was flabbergasted. Oh, we've got to do a video. We'll do that next week. When did you wake up? I want to hear all of your stories. What was the tipping point for you? How did you feel about it? We actually have to grieve that. I had to grieve the fact that I had been lied to, that I had been betrayed, that I had believed things that turned out to be false, phony, and fraudulent, that were being used to manipulate me in my thinking. It's a horrible thing to admit to, but I have the wherewithal to do so. So I think we need to help people that are, I don't know, even know if we can, but I think the difference between those of us who are awake and aware and those that are still slumbering, well, there's the spiritual realm for sure, but there's also the fact that they may not feel that they are capable of facing the truth. That's why I love you, Healthy Americans. We are here to support each other. Big round of applause for Valerie and Rhonda hopping on early and all y'all lovely, healthy Americans that are smart, sophisticated. I love this platform. Yes, I'm on Rumble. I'm on BitChute. I'm on Instagram. And I do have somebody running my Telegram channel. I will say that I'm never on there personally. I'm here. I'm here day in, day out, because it's my favorite place to be with you, my lovely, healthy Americans. All right. Oh my gosh. Ken says, I live in Florida and I see California license plates all over. Are they hauling a U-Haul behind them, Ken? I heard that some of the, maybe not in Florida, but I heard that sometimes driving with a California license plate is hazardous to your health. I'll just leave it that way. I'm not going to say you're being run off the road, but I've heard stories about that. People don't like Renee says, people don't like the crime, taxes, and prices, but they see no connection to voting. That's a good point, Renee. And I will say this. Recently, somebody said to me, well, you know, Peggy, it may be that some of these people are transferred because of their job. Maybe they're transferred to Texas. Like a lot of companies are fleeing California. So the employees are being moved to Texas, is a huge place where people are going. And so they may not necessarily be happy that they're in Texas. So I understand that. If you have not seen the funny Babylon Bee, where they did a whole series of Californians moving to Texas, it's hilarious. You can search for that here on YouTube. Valerie says, our mission is to enlighten others. You're absolutely right. And that's really what we're here for, Valerie. You're so right. We are here to encourage, enlighten, and help people kind of hop on board. And I say, come one, come all. I'll leave off by saying that in the early days, I was so frustrated with people that didn't see things the way I did, that even when they came along like a few months later, maybe they started out with the suffocation device and maybe even gotten the cocktail a few times. And then they realized that this was all a bunch of hogwash. I remember feeling, well, you know, it's too late. I didn't really say that, but there was a part of me was like, well, where were you all this time? I know, I'm just admitting I have my faults and flaws. You succumb to human frailty just like anyone. But a loved one said to me, Peg, you've got to open your heart. These are the very ones that we need on board. We need the ones that believed one way and then changed their view, because that's who we need to have on board. We cannot shut them out just like they shut us out. And I said, you are absolutely right. So that is true. But please, friends, let's not say that. Don't California my fill in the blank. All right. Okay. Thank you for that. I'm signing off now. Next week, we're going to talk about when did you wake up? I think that's a great one. And I also have some more good news that I want to share with you as we move ahead. A lot of you told me that you liked the video called How to Survive What's Coming Next. Even though we talked about some of the dire predictions, we ended on a happy note. I want to talk about my vision for the future, and I want to know your vision for the future, how you would like it to be, because that's what we want to focus on. And I like to call that better than normal. We don't want the normal. We certainly don't want the new normal. We want better than normal. All right, friends, signing off for now. Thanks for being on board with me at this earlier hour. I hope that you have a great, restful weekend doing something that you enjoy, defying the tyrants, and by not allowing them to steal your joy, and going out there and really relishing every day.